Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Laura Pettigrew. 2 years on from the 2022 floods, the insurance inquiry hearings will continue. As one of the nation's worst recorded disasters, the floods caused a $7.7 billion damage bill, according to Deloitte, and impacted the Darling Downs. Two will get underway today in Queensland before heading to northern New South Wales. Meanwhile, several flood warnings are still current in the Boulogne, Maranoa and Condamine River catchments. Conditions are easing in the Maranoa, with the river now steady at 1.45 metres, just 0.45 above the causeway in Mitchell. No rain is predicted today and the Bureau will provide an update this afternoon. The member for Maranoa shared how the new Food and Grocery Code of Conduct interim report could better support farmers and customers overnight. Supermarkets could soon be fined up to $10 million by the ACCC if caught price gouging. David Littleproud says the report is not a silver bullet and he is exploring how to introduce more than financial penalties.
We would ask them, particularly things where they're land banking and keeping out competition, is it would force them to sell that real estate so that either other competition could come in or it's basically taken away so that there is a level playing field.
Teachers say it's time to cut the red tape if we're going to make inroads into the region's teacher shortage. Scott Stanford from the Teachers Professional Association of Queensland believes bureaucratic overreach is only exacerbating the problem. He wants control returned to local principals and their boards.
And cut the bureaucracy down and put those people who have moved into the bureaucracy back into classrooms as teachers, and that will hold two things. It'll cut down the amount of bureaucracy, but it'll also cut down the amount of money we're spending on the bureaucracy, which will allow us then to pay teachers more.
To sport, the South Tigers A-grade team are recouping ahead of this weekend's clash against Pittsworth. Our boys lost against the Brothers 36-24 in the first round of the TRL competition.